What's happening, my beautiful people? You're now tuned in to the Big and Bright Podcast.
It's your boy, Big.
And it's your boy, Bright.
Yes, sir. Season two. Let's go.
Season two in the building. Happy New Year, everybody. Yeah. Happy New Year. I know we're reaching back to 2019, but how was your holiday, Christmas?
Good, man. Had a good Christmas. Always a good time with the fam. Just got together with my brother and his family. We normally, because my parents and my brother mm-hmm. and his wife, they have the two biggest houses in the family. So we always go between theirs, either Grand Blanc or Waterford. And so we spent the Christmas Eve in Grand Blanc with my parents. And
okay.
then we went to Christmas and spent that in Waterford with my brother and his family. So it was beautiful, man. Had a great time. How about yourself?
Oh, man. Let's see here. On Christmas Day, I worked.
You worked?
Yeah, I worked. So
hardest working man.
Me and the kids, we did Christmas the following day. Of course, they spent it with their mom, you know, that day or whatever, Christmas
wait,
Day.
Wait. You mean to tell me you worked on Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. you bought a fried turkey and
a smoked turkey. Yeah.
Didn't get none of that.
Nope.
And then you turn right back around and worked on Christmas?
Yep. And probably work on New Year's, too.
You're a bad man.
You know how that is, man.
No doubt.
Whatever. Anyway, moving on, jumping right into it.
Welcome to the new studios in Waterford, man.
New studio, man. It's very beautiful. I wish, you know, if you want to see how the studio looks, ladies and gentlemen, go on to the Big and Bright Show on... Well, we got Instagram,
Facebook,
Twitter,
the Big and Bright Show.
Everything, you
just
know,
like that.
Everything. So you can choose to go on there, see the new dig, see the new studio. It's looking real nice in here.
Man. Broken Knuckle Studio.
Broken Knuckle Studios, not formerly known in Pontiac, Michigan, now has moved out to Waterford.
Yeah, we in the dub, man.
So jumping right into it, folks. We happy to be here, man. We missed a lot.
We was off for a little bit, but
missed
we
a lot. Was off for a little bit, but now you know we set up in the new digs, new area. So we jumping
right back into it.
So jumping into it, man. Let's go. Let's ride.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Heisman. You know, the Heisman came up. Chase Young, Joe Burrow. Let's see who else. Justin Fields, and one more guy. Who was the last guy? Justin Fields, Chase Young, Joe Burrow. It was one more. It was a quarterback. Because there was three of them that was in the portal. Oh, Oklahoma. Jalen Hurts.
Exactly.
Nice. How could I forget about Jalen Hurts? Sorry, Jalen.
Oh, man. Come on.
But that game was pretty unforgettable.
Not for him, but for that Oklahoma defense. Hell yeah, it was forgettable.
Yeah, I don't feel like they should have been there.
49 points
at
in
halftime.
The second quarter.
Yeah. It was 49 to, what, 14 at halftime?
Yeah, it was ugly.
Burrow had 7 touchdowns.
It was ugly.
They said Burrow had the same amount of touchdowns. He was responsible for the same amount of touchdowns in that dome where the Falcons play as Matt Ryan all year.
Oh.
Isn't that pretty crazy?
Yeah.
That he threw for 7, and I think he ran for 1, I guess.
Yeah, so he had 8 total touchdowns.
8 total touchdowns. Matt Ryan only had 8 touchdowns in the, what is the name of that, Mercedes-Benz Dome?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
he
pretty sad.
He put on a clinic, man.
Yeah, he did. That was beautiful.
A real clinic. Crazy thing about that game, though.
Final score, 63-28, by the way.
Yeah. I didn't care at that point. It was like, stop watching. Hold on, like, make it stop, please.
I made a post on Facebook. I was like, baptism in Georgia.
Man, bruh.
Them dudes got dipped. Yeah.
Man, you know, it was crazy, man. But the funny thing about that is, and this is the honest to God truth, right, is that Joe Burrow, you know, he came from Ohio State.
I love it.
And
he's from Ohio, from what I understand.
And he came from Ohio State. But the funny thing about that is that he couldn't beat out Justin Fields. Well, actually, no, I take that back. Yeah. He couldn't beat out Haskins.
It was Haskins, okay.
He couldn't beat out Dwayne Haskins, which Dwayne Haskins had 50-plus touchdowns throughout the year, his last year at Ohio State. I get it. I understand it.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure if he just would have stayed, it was only 1 year anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Fields was coming in. He could have stayed at Ohio State, did his thing, but
do
I
you
guess
think
he
would
felt,
have beat out Fields?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
But I think Fields wouldn't have went to Ohio State if he knew Burrow. Because Burrow was obviously he was that guy.
Well, he only had 1 year, but it was a hell of a year.
Yep.
You know, so and he's going into the national championship. But speaking of the game number two.
Yep.
I'm a little pissed off about the Clemson
Ohio State
game.
Yeah, I think Ohio State should have won that.
Ohio State got robbed.
They did.
I don't give a damn what anyone has to say.
Yeah.
If you watch that game, you know it looked like they had a hidden agenda on who they wanted to be there, because this game was about to be a damn blowout.
Mm-hmm.
It was 16-0.
Yep.
On top of it being 16-0, it was also, you know, also going into the fact that you had they were going in to score,
right.
And with them going in to score,
mm-hmm.
you had my man Dobbins. He dropped a wide open touchdown.
Yeah.
Wide open touchdown.
Yeah.
He dropped it. Okay. With him dropping that touchdown, they kicked a field goal. Okay. Well, Ohio State went to the red zone, got down to about inside the 5 3 times,
mm-hmm.
and you settled for field goals.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to come back to bite them.
Just
sooner or later.
Yeah.
But
you can't kick field goals against
the turning
like that.
Play of the game. It
mm-hmm.
was 16-0. It was 3rd and 14, 3rd and 12, what have you. And Ohio State goes on a blitz, sends the corner, and he completely demolishes.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence completely demolishes him.
Yeah.
You know, to the point where he's clutching and grabbing at his collarbone and begging and pleading and everything else for, you know, he's clutching at his collarbone. He done fumbled the ball, everything else, you know. And the crazy part about that is that the referees looked at it, tossed the flag.
Yeah.
And then they ruled it targeting. Okay, I'm sorry. Trevor Lawrence is 6 foot freaking six.
I hate this targeting stuff, bro.
He is 6 foot six.
Yeah.
Okay, the DB that came and laid the wood on him was only about 5'11".
Yeah,
5'10" ish. So when he goes down to make the tackle, Trevor Lawrence sees him coming and then ducks down, but he ducks his head right in front of him.
Yep, I agree.
How is that targeting? Not only did that change,
that's gonna be a problem.
Not
for
only
a while.
Did that change the complexion of the game.
Mm-hmm.
With him being ejected, number one, because that was their NFL starter amongst other two NFL prospects back there,
right.
3, 4, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
When he got ejected, then Clemson goes on a run, scores 14 straight points.
Yep. That was a momentum changer right there.
Extreme momentum changer.
And you can't blame – I mean, yeah, if a guy gives himself up at the last minute, like you said, Trevor Lawrence is 6'6", bro. You know, you're so long, it's going to take you a while to get to the ground the way you're trying to, you know, get down there, especially if you're not as smooth as the average cat that's trying to slide.
Absolutely.
Those things are going to happen, and they just got to figure out a way to make it more conducive for all parties involved, because it's going to be a problem for years to come.
Absolutely.
If they keep up with
not
that.
Not to mention, you don't know what a catch is or what the hell a catch ain't,
right.
What a fumble is and what the hell a fumble ain't.
Yep.
Come on, refs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man.
You still talking about college right now, right?
I'm still talking about that Clemson-Ohio State game.
Okay. Because, you know, they got a lot of problems in the NFL, too.
Receiver clearly caught the damn ball,
mm-hmm.
goes and takes about 20 damn steps.
20.
20 damn steps, gets stripped, and Ohio State picks it up, runs it in the end zone. Oh, no, wait, that's incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
What down is it?
Fifth.
No, it would be fourth down.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what freaking
yeah, you
could
tell they were trying to. They were trying. I don't know.
They had an agenda.
Yeah.
They wanted Clemson to play LSU.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a Big Ten ref. They clearly weren't
no,
Big Ten refs.
No, that's the SEC refs.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You should have got somebody from the Pac-12 to officiate that
game. It should have been a neutral
even
referees.
Though Clemson is in the ACC, it's still the South.
Yeah. True.
That's bull, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But to be honest with you, yeah, and I'm kind of upset, a little upset about it too, because I think Ohio State would have given LSU a better game. And
absolutely.
Now we're going to be robbed of
absolutely
the best OSU team probably to ever trot the field, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, even when they had Maurice Claret and them, they, you know, they was dope.
Yeah.
David Boston's Ohio State team, Joey Galloway's Ohio State. Like, you know, we've seen a lot of great Ohio State teams, James Laurinaitis and them. Like, but that, to me, I think this was the most – complete Ohio State team. I think this was the most exciting, and we're going to be robbed of a chance to see them. I actually silently was rooting for them. Like, I wanted to see them win.
It should be big for the conference. Anybody in the Big Ten Conference should be rooting for Ohio State, because they are the only ones that carries the Big Ten torch nationally.
Yeah.
No one else can do it.
That's true.
Not your Michigans.
Nobody.
Not your Michigan States.
Not even Penn State. And I mean, Penn State is on their way to, you know, they're trending upward.
Trending upward.
There's no Ohio State in the land.
Exactly. You see mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And Ohio State is the only Big Ten school that can compete with the powerhouse, with the national powerhouses of the world, of the NCAA world. So
I agree.
Anyhow, moving on.
So we know that the Final Four was Oklahoma, Clemson,
Ohio State,
and LSU.
And LSU.
And now the championship game is going to be
LSU against Clemson.
LSU versus Clemson,
which would be a home game for LSU because it's in the dome. It's in the Superdome.
There you go. We know LSU going to tear a new one to them.
Yeah, it's going to be a blowout.
Clemson shouldn't even be there.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
Well, moving on. We got the NFL, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
We got the playoffs all set. Going into it, by this time they will have played, but who do you have? Who you taking?
Well, let's take a look at some of the matchups. Just give me just a minute to pull it up.
I got the Patriots over the Titans. In the wild card.
It's in New England.
Right? I don't give a damn where it's at. They can play in a damn closet for all I care.
So you don't care if it's in Cairo.
New England's gonna win that game.
Yeah.
Then you have Buffalo versus
I'm gonna take Tennessee, man.
What?
Yes. You heard it right here.
What? Wait.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting ready. Oh, it's finna go down today.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk.
Do you need to be tested today, man? What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm gonna take Tennessee, bro.
What?
The Patriots are playing out of their element. They're not used to being wild card. They're used to having that week to get healthy. They're used to having that bye. I'm going to take the Titans. I'm going to take Ryan Tannehill on the road, man. That's what I'm going to do.
No way on God's green
that
earth.
That defense got something different to say about
it. I don't give a damn what they got. It's still Tom freaking Brady. Are you crazy? What are you talking about right now? You're saying right now that you're going to take the Tennessee Titans over the New England Patriots, six-time NFL Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots? Are you seriously? Are you on some narcotic?
Crazy glue sniffer.
If the New England Patriots win, it's going to be a close game, and they're going to win because the NFL is going to make them win.
What?
Yeah. Tennessee don't have nothing to lose. They're coming on the road. They've been hot.
I don't give a damn if they had their life to lose. They're not beating the Patriots, bro. Are you serious right now?
I'm picking the Titans to win that game. Yeah, you heard it here.
Don't put your money on it.
So let's get into it.
I got the Texans over the – well, actually, I got the Buffalo Bills beating the Texans.
There you go. I'm with that.
Nah,
I'm with that.
No fist bump.
Give me that, man.
No,
give me that fist pump, man.
Get your little hand out of here. Man.
Buffalo is scary.
I'm not riding with that.
Because you
chose the Tennessee Titans over the Patriots.
I'm probably a little stupid for doing that, but
yeah,
I'm gonna rock with it.
You tripping.
I'm gonna rock with both AFC road teams winning this weekend. That's what I'm rocking with. Yeah, I'm gonna rock with that. On Sunday, we got the Vikings at the Saints. We already know how that's gonna end. We know how that's gonna end because the Saints owe the Vikings from remember when Diggs caught that boy?
Bend over and take it. That's what that game
is. Yeah, they
is.
About
that's,
to blast these.
They don't blast them. Yeah. Minnesota has no business. No business. They one of the teams that really shouldn't be in the playoffs.
Speaking of my honest opinion. Yeah. Speaking of teams that backed in, we're gonna take the Philadelphia Eagles to get blasted. Even though it's a home game, those fans are gonna be pretty riled up. We're gonna go to 12th man on that. So I got three road wins this weekend.
I got two.
So your picks are Bills, Patriots, Saints, Eagles or
absolutely.
Are you going for the Eagles?
No.
Oh, Seahawks, okay. My picks are Bills, Titans, Saints, Seahawks. Those are my four.
Well, yep.
So that means that the four teams that have a bye is the 49ers, Ravens, Chiefs, and Packers.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm not. I just can't. I'm baffled by that. But, all right.
Titans? Yeah, man. Why not?
Why?
Why
would
not?
You pick them?
Why not, man? Why not? The NFL going to try to make the Patriots win. We know that.
No, the Patriots going to win because they're just better. You don't.
All you have to do is be the best team that day. That's what I love about the NFL playoffs. You just got to be the best team that day. You got to be the best team that day. You don't got to be the best team in the league. We've seen three wild cards go on the road and make it to the Super Bowl.
Brady probably has more playoff experience.
Brady is terrible right now.
Quarterback.
Right now, Brady is terrible.
In the playoffs.
He's terrible.
Combined.
Right. He's terrible, and he doesn't have any weapons.
I'll tell you what.
I'm not leaning on that.
I'll tell you what. You want to make a wager?
I already owe you 100 push-ups still.
Do you want to make a wager?
What's the wager?
Do you want to make a wager?
It depends on what it is.
Depends on what it is. Well, let me think of it, man, because that was just asinine for you to say. But
yep. Stranger things have happened.
Like?
And plus, it don't matter anyway because the Patriots not winning the Super Bowl. We already know between Mahomes and Jackson, one of them is going to probably upend the Patriots. You think the Patriots going all the way?
Yeah.
You still think the Patriots going all the way?
Yeah.
You think it's going to be Patriots Niners?
No.
Patriots Saints?
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't mad either way. I like all
Actually,
of them.
No, honestly, no, I don't. I think it's going to be Patriots.
Seahawks?
Yep.
Wow.
Marshawn Lynch.
Wouldn't that be something if he got
Marshawn
his chance
Lynch
again?
Got his chance again.
On the goal line?
Again. On the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
Against the Patriots. But I'm telling you, man, both wild card teams.
I'm probably stupid for picking the Titans, but I don't care. I like
You'll them. Learn. You'll learn the error of your ways. Oh, yeah, you will learn.
Speaking of which, yeah, Marshawn Lynch, you know, the Seahawks.
They would have
two running backs.
They would have beat San Fran last night.
Yeah.
Had they not took that dumbass penalty, they would have beat him because all they would have did was turn around and handed the ball off to Lynch. He would have gotten the end zone.
Yeah, they called him into the game. And
it's just they took that penalty because they didn't have any more timeouts.
Mm-hmm.
Spike the damn ball, for God's sakes, in that situation.
Yeah, that was them. And see, that's the thing that these teams don't think about. Like,
but
the trajectory of that.
Before that, though, at the goal line, why wasn't no damn pass interference penalty called? You know, I mean, it's a lot of things, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
These refs.
Seattle finished the season 11-5, and San Fran 13-3.
Where you get 11-5 from?
Seattle finished the season 11-5.
They finished 12-4.
You want to bet?
Look at it.
It was 11-4, and they lost, dude. Go ahead, pull it up, since you want to roll your eyes and breathe hard.
They had the same – listen, they was, going into the – listen.
San Fran was 12-3. Seattle was 11-4. They was a game behind.
Bro, they
pull it
went
up.
In with the same record.
Pull it up, bro.
Okay.
Nah, I'll wager on that. No, you want to wager?
Because you're wrong.
Well, let me wager then. Well, let me lose if I'm wrong.
You're always wrong,
You
want
to wager?
You're always wrong. Look.
Come on, Bright.
Here go the standings.
Go ahead, bro. Now, you tell the whole world that I'm wrong after you look at it.
Yeah. He's wrong again, folks.
No.
Well, folks, Mama's wrong again.
Look at it and say, tell the truth and stop playing.
He's wrong.
Seattle was 11-4. San Fran was 12-3, bro.
12-4, Seattle, 13-3 for the
San
Francisco
49ers.
No,
they're not. They're 11-5. You playing. Now you playing games. Now you playing games. Okay, Marco, you wanna say it?
No, I'm just messing
with you. Yeah, I know. Oh, now you just messing with me. Okay.
Anyhow.
Yeah, you thought, Give me my credit.
You know, going into the game,
going
all they had to do to win, all they had to do was win.
So tell me this, based on because I don't know, because
they
stuff.
Own the tiebreaker against
who does?
I
was going to ask you that.
This well, if Seattle would have won last night, they would
have
been
two wins.
They'd have beat them twice.
They'd have beat them twice,
right?
So then they both would have been 12-4,
mm-hmm.
and Seattle would have had that
tiebreaker.
And the first seed.
They'd have had the
yep. or would have changed with the Packers and
nope.
The
they'd have had the first seed. Because the Packers are 12-4. No,
The Packers went 13-3.
So the Packers would have been the number one seed.
Yeah, the Packers would have been number one. I think Seattle would have been two. The Saints would have been three.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. But that's what I'm talking about, man. When you make those boneheaded kind of, you know, plays and decisions, you cost yourself a chance. Like, the road to the Super Bowl could have went through Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not nearly as strong as they used to be when they used to be going to the Super Bowl every year. Sometimes you need some help. Sometimes you need luck, whatever the case is. But San Francisco is serious, man. Shout out to them San Fran boys, man. They were just picking number two overall last year in the draft.
Well,
so you go from picking number two in the draft.
It just turned out that way.
They were like 5-11. Even
right.
though they were good, they had some misfortunes, injuries, different things. They were still learning the systems, different things like that. Picked up Joey Bosa, picked up your boy Tevin Coleman from the Falcons.
Mozart.
Yeah, he's killing.
He's
too.
The one that's really putting in work.
Yep.
But you know, and
oh, plus they got Emmanuel Sanders this year in the trade.
But you know, that's one of that's
Kittle
one,
been balling.
That's one of my Twitter homegirl, she is a diehard Lakers, diehard Niners. I mean, her sports knowledge and acumen is huge, man, for real. Shout out to Raquel at So Beautiful Me on
Dope.
Twitter.
Dope.
Because she is like big time, diehard Lakers, Niners, and she takes every loss hard. Like she had her heart and soul into it. and it cracks me up. And, you know, she's a good follow.
We love, you know, ladies that love sports.
Man, love ladies that love sports. No doubt. Another one that loves sports is at Problematic MJ. Mm-hmm. Beautiful young lady, you know what I'm saying? She lives on the West Coast, but she's a diehard Illini fan, diehard Bears fan.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I sit there and I look at her tweets and, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, I pay attention to her tweets. And, you know what I'm saying, we interact because we're both diehard Bears fans.
Right.
And to just have that conversation with another lady, you know what I'm saying, with a lady, you know what I'm right. saying, on sports, mm-hmm. as dope, all yeah. the way dope. So shout out to those two ladies, you know.
Now, since you want to shout them out, now I have a question for her. What's her name? What's the Bears fan name?
Oh, Problematic MJ?
Problematic MJ, how do you feel about your Bears going from 12-4 to 8-8?
She probably feel the same way I do, pissed.
I want you to tweet that to the Big and Bright Show, you know, without the W.
I'm pretty sure she's pissed, but, yeah. you know, it is what it is. But
yeah, we love ladies that love sports. Shout out to Lena and Dina. We're going to still do that.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Lena and Dina.
The CrossFit thing.
At the MixFit. Yeah.
MixFit, yeah.
We definitely got to get a show. Big and Bright has to get a show mm-hmm. out there at MixFit with Lena and Dina and get it in. Big time.
No doubt. No
doubt. Out there in the crosshairs
yeah.
of shaking it and popping and and working it out, man. You sure you gonna make it, man? You ain't gonna pass out.
Hey, I'm gonna get in shape before I get out there.
You gonna get in shape before you get out there?
Yeah, real quick. Hey, let's jump into some NBA real quick.
That's what I said. Which tuning in to Raquel, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. She was real livid over the Clippers and Lakers Christmas Day game.
Okay.
I mean, extremely pissed off, ticked off.
Really?
And the funny thing about that is, you know, because she really didn't tweet me back or anything mm-hmm. like that. But I had just told her, I'm like, you know, hey, check this out. I'm mm-hmm. like, look, you know, and Raquel, don't kill me for this, but, you know, I'm just going to tell you in all honesty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I pretty much told Raquel at this time, I said, you know, after she went on her rant about, you know, the Lakers and, you know, how the role players wasn't stepping up and knocking down threes, I said, Raquel, you know, it could just be that the Clippers are better.
And they are. And they are, but the Lakers still got a job to do.
I know she's probably gonna view this video and go crazy right now.
Yeah, the truth hurts.
But the truth
Lizzo
is.
Lizzo said it.
Oh, God. Can we not get a
Speaking
Lizzo
of the Lakers.
Reference? Can we not? I don't. Duh, that sack of laundry shaking it on the floor.
Maybe we'll send her to Lena
that.
And Dina.
No. She need mixed fit. She need boot camp.
No, nah, Lizzo's good, man.
Whatever.
Love to you, Lizzo. Don't worry about him.
I don't want
to
see that Lidigan. Flubbering and flapping all over the court. Her bare ass was out on. Who wants to see that, bro?
Bro, you don't want to see it, but I'm sure there's some guys
Jesus
over there.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but let's get to it, man. Sorry, I didn't mean
ass
it.
Ass got more craters and dents than Woodward Avenue.
Yeah,
but it is
that.
What it is.
I didn't mean to throw you off with that one.
I'm trying to keep my food down here, man.
You're stupid.
Anyhow, back to what I was saying. So, you know. Where do you think, because I honestly think the Lakers need to make a move in order mm-hmm. to make it to the finals. Because built the way they're constructed right now,
mm-hmm.
they are not going to beat the Clippers in a 7-game series.
I just find it so amusing that every time LeBron James is on a team,
they got to make moves.
They got to make moves.
They got to make moves.
Everybody's like, oh, my God, they're scrambling. Oh, my God, who are we going to? And I just see all these different jersey. You know how they do, like, the jersey swaps, mm-hmm. pages and stuff? And they'd be like, yeah, well, sources are the Lakers are interested in this guy. And they always end up putting, like, 3 or 4 guys on there. Like, oh, the Lakers are going to go trade for Bradley Beal. Or the Lakers are going to go trade for this guy or that guy. And it's just like every time LeBron's team is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's scrambling in a panic. It's mm-hmm. just like, dude, let you know, they weren't talking about they needed help and they on all this stuff when the Lakers was what, like 24-2
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Some they had a crazy. They were number one in the NBA. Now all of a sudden the Lakers lose 3 or 4 games in a row. Oh my God, what's the problem? This is like, bro. First of all, y'all don't got the right coach. Let's just be honest. First and foremost. Frank Vogel is not the guy for those guys. But they're going to keep him. So, which leads me to problem number two.
Okay.
You got a bunch of KCPs and Avery Bradleys. I mean, you knew you had them when you signed them this offseason. So, hey, you got to deal with it for right now.
Yeah, you definitely got to deal with it for right now.
We ain't tripping.
The thing is, though, and this is the honest to God truth.
But the Clippers are better. I mean, that's just – the Clippers are going to win the championship. That's I don't have a doubt in my mind.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, I hear you. You know what I'm saying? You're saying that's not a doubt in your mind.
The Clippers are going to win it. Ain't no team better. They got a full, complete team.
Yeah,
get
man.
Off your phone,
they,
man.
They are winning. And the funny thing about it is, it ain't a damn thing the Lakers can do about it. They're not equipped. They're not deep enough.
Mm-mm.
They're not deep enough to, you know, they're
to
not
compete.
And I wouldn't even say compete, bro. They're just not deep enough, you know, for everything that's going on. They're just not deep. They don't have enough. You got LeBron trying to run the point. Okay.
That might be the first problem. That might be the first problem.
Get your ass down there and play the four. Mm-hmm. You're not a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Let Rondo, the natural point, distribute.
They need to run more sets with Bron and Rondo together. I think they've given up on that too fast. I would say that Kuzma will
needs to play the three.
I think Kuzma's going to be traded.
No.
I do.
No. Why?
Yeah.
That is your scoring.
I know.
Why?
I just think that they – because Kuzma's a good trade piece, right? If you look at on that team, you're not trading KCP. Who wants him? You're not trading Avery Bradley. You're not trading Jared Dudley.
What are you planning on getting for Kuzma?
Well, you know, bro, they once again, we need help.
I don't – okay, but who – what are you planning
right.
on getting
I
for
agree.
Kuzma? You don't give Kuzma up.
I know.
Period.
I agree with you, but guess what? The Lakers are going to give Kuzma
no,
up.
No, that would be dumb as hell. That'll be dumb.
Oh, that's what they've been talking about. They've been talking about Jrue Holiday.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, Jrue Holiday is a good solid point. He's a scorer.
If LeBron is running the point,
I'm just telling you what I'm.
What are you going to go get Jrue Holiday for? So LeBron can run point?
Maybe so they can move Bron to where he belongs. Maybe they figure it out.
You
internally.
Have one of the best mm-hmm. natural point guards in the NBA, and Rajon Rondo.
Mm-hmm.
Let him be the damn point.
And they played. That would be funny if they did that because Rondo and Jrue played together in New Orleans for a couple years. So
let him be the point.
Yeah.
What the hell? Do you think the Pelicans would keep giving up people
that would
to the Lakers?
That would actually be quite a Pelicans reunion. You would have AD, Boogie, Jrue, and Rondo, who all played on that playoff team that swept the Blazers that one year. That'd be funny. Yeah.
Again,
Pelicans on there.
Do you think the Pelicans are they not going to do that, man?
I don't know, bro.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on throughout the NBA, man, Luka Doncic is setting the league on fire.
Yep. And what has it earned him?
What should it earn him?
He got a deal with Jordan.
A nice deal with Jordan.
Yeah.
Not only Luka.
Yeah.
But also.
That's a nice little lineup they got there.
Well, they also picked up the young boy from Boston.
Yeah, they got Jason Tatum.
They got Jason Tatum.
They got Jimmy Butler.
And Jimmy Buckets.
Yep, Jimmy Buckets and Westbrook. And rounding out is Zion Williamson.
Well, Westbrook has always been the face of Jordan.
I know,
after Carmelo.
I was just naming off five guys.
Yeah, Westbrook after Carmelo, and then of course you know Zion is the face of the brand now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Zion, and then you just added in those three pieces.
That boy Ja Morant looked like Jordan though when he jumped over who he jumped over the other night. Remember Ja Morant when he jumped over somebody?
Oh yeah, dunk. Yeah,
that dunk that. that looked like the Jordan logo.
Similar.
That boy got up. And but, who did he sign with? I remember we talked about it for a minute.
Wasn't it Puma? That was my man that you never heard from.
RJ Barrett. Right?
Where the hell is he? Can somebody put RJ Barrett on a freaking milk carton?
RJ Barrett been straight.
Where the hell is he?
He averaged about 15 a game or something like close to that.
15 bricks?
15 points.
Jesus Christ.
You funny.
RJ broke Brick Barrett. RJ Brick Barrett.
Yeah, RJ Barrett straight, man. Give him a chance. He a rookie, bro. Give him everybody don't come in like, you know, give him a chance. He might start out a little slow, finish the season pretty strong.
It only goes down from here.
So, but Trae Young went down. Did you see that the other day?
Oh, man.
Trae Young went down. It looked like he messed up his – I haven't heard anything yet.
Steph Curry injury, ankle.
It looked like his knee, though.
Well,
way he went down.
They haven't reported him out for the season, so.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything so
far. Probably won't hear anything. So, you know, that'll be that. But moving on in the NBA.
Z-Bo retired.
Yeah, you know.
Zach Randolph.
Definitely giving Zach Randolph some love. Yeah. You know, what are your best Z-Bo moments?
You already know what my favorite one is.
What's that?
Him with Boogie Cousins.
Oh, yeah.
He said, bullies get bullied in my hood, where I'm from.
He's like, where I'm from, bullies get bullied.
Yeah, I love that.
Bullies get bullied. You know,
I love that.
You know, Z-Bo from Patterson, New Jersey. That's a rough, rough spot.
I thought he was from Indiana.
Patterson, New Jersey. I think Z-Bo was from Patterson. He went to school in Patterson, New Jersey, but from Indiana. He went to high school in Patterson.
He's from Indiana because he went to Michigan State.
Yeah.
And I remember, he played high school ball there. Pretty sure he won Mr. Basketball in 1999. Played his freshman year at Michigan State, which was Jay Rich's
second year, and they went to the Final Four.
They went to the Final Four.
And got popped by Arizona.
Got popped, and then he entered the draft after his first year. So he had a long, luxurious career.
A very long career.
38 years old.
Grew up in Marion, Indiana, and then went to high school in New Jersey.
Okay. But I knew he was from Indiana, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. But, yeah, shout out to Z-Bo, man. Long career. Speaking of retiring, Darren Sproles is going to retire as well. I know I'm going back to the NFL real quick.
Darren Sproles had a nice, nice long career.
Yeah, man. Started out with San Diego, number 43, getting kick returns, taking the boys back to the house. And then he ended up to the New Orleans Saints. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, and then rounding out his career in Philly. So shout out to Darren Sproles for holding down. I think he about our age too, bro. So he been in the league for about, a good 12 years?
Something like that.
So, yeah, shout out to Darren Sproles for holding it down.
I remember when Darren Sproles used to be at Kansas State putting in work.
See, I didn't know him until he got to the league.
Oh, man.
But he's like the smallest.
That's when Daniel Snyder was the head coach. Snyder, the guy with the white hair, always wear the purple coat from Kansas State. I don't think his first name Daniel.
Yeah, I'm like, the only Daniel Snyder I know is the Redskins on.
Snyder from Kansas State. But anyhow,
yeah.
You know, that's when he had Kansas State. Bill Snyder. That's when he had Kansas State as a powerhouse.
Okay.
Year in, year out, Kansas State was either number two, number three, sometimes number one in the country, and he had Darren Sproles. Now, the thing I do remember when Darren Sproles was at Kansas State and they got upset by Texas A&M, man, in the Big 12 championship, wow, that was major. But, man, Darren Sproles was a huge piece.
Shout out
to Darren Sproles. He had Darren a hell of Sproles. A career, man.
He did, man.
He won a Super Bowl with the Saints.
I want to say he did.
It was him and it was
he
him.
He won one with the Eagles, too.
Yeah, he sure did. Or did? Yeah, he sure did.
Well, you know, I think he won with the Eagles. I don't think he won with the Saints.
No, but
that was Reggie Bush and them was there.
I thought he was a part of that. It was him, Reggie Bush, and the other running back. What's his name? With the box head.
Deuce McAllister?
Nah, Deuce was gone, man.
Okay.
Deuce was long gone.
You said with the box head?
Yeah.
For the Saints?
Yes. He was number 26 or 20. No, Deuce was 26.
Deuce was 26.
He was number 29 or 23, something like that.
Did he play for somebody else other than the Saints?
Nah.
Because if you say his number, man, I'm normally pretty good.
I think I know him by name, man. You know, if I pulled up the Saints roster, he'd come up.
Okay.
But, you know, the thing is that.
Speaking of the Saints, Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
He got to work out with the Saints, you know. Your favorite guy that you said that he was done with the NFL. And, I thought he was done, too. I don't know if he got any mental help or any help or anything. Or maybe just, you know, time heals all wounds. He went on a few tirades on Twitter talking about he was done with the NFL and how much he hated the league.
Pierre Thomas. With the box head, number 23.
Oh, Pierre Thomas. Yeah. He was number 23. Yep. I knew he wasn't 26 because I know that was Deuce. Yeah. I'm pretty good with my numbers, though. But, yeah, I remember that guy. Yeah. I want to say he – did he play with the Giants later in his career? It's neither here nor there. But, yeah, Antonio Brown, man. Him and Mike Thomas, that would be a heck of a duo.
Yeah, hell of a duo.
That would be, yeah.
If I'm the Saints, I'll go ahead and activate him. Playoff time. What you going to do, suspend him?
Well, they got to sign him first. But they, I think they got to go through some protocols with the NFL.
I would go right at it, get into it, get it done, get it going.
So you would go ahead and sign him and then play him and then wait to see what the NFL is going to do after, see if.
I would.
But the only problem with that is you don't want to backtrack.
Yeah.
You don't want to get him here and then all of a sudden, oh, he's suspended for the rest of the year or some unfortunate thing come up. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I think they want to do their due diligence, but they want to make the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
Since we jump back into the NFL, let's jump into your boy Jameis. Oh. Your boy Crab Legs, as you call him.
Crab legs. Yeah, that's me.
First player in NFL history with 30 touchdown passes and 30 interceptions.
Yeah.
He ended the season with a pick six.
Yeah.
Through a pick six. So he was right at the 8 second mark of the game. He has 30 touchdowns, 29 interceptions, and he throws a pick six to end the game.
Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting. Real quick, the Associated Press Athletes of the Decade. What you think about that? LeBron James for the male, Serena Williams for the females.
Well, it all depends because, again, beforehand, Kawhi Leonard was named Athlete of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
We're talking for the decade, though, from 2010 to 2019.
Well,
I think LeBron probably got about, what, 4 MVPs in 10 years?
Yeah, something like that.
So you kind of got to lean towards that. Steph Curry could be in the conversation for that.
Well, they said, and from the New York Post, mm-hmm. they said player of the decade.
Yeah, decade. Yeah.
Player of the decade was Steph Curry, not LeBron James.
Well, it's arguable because LeBron's still breaking records every day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They said he just broke past the 9,000 assist barrier.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's killing it. And, I mean, Serena Williams, I heard a couple people griping about that, saying it should have been Simone Biles. I can't argue it either way, but Serena had a dominant decade of tennis matches.
Absolutely.
She was destroying everybody with a name.
But you got to also.
She came back from injury. She came back from her pregnancy.
I get it, but you also got to understand what Simone Biles did. No one has ever done.
That's true. That's true. That's what I said. I can't argue either one.
You can't argue either way.
Can't argue either one.
So.
And you know, it's kind of tough to put Simone Biles in there only because what she does is in a very, very short time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Olympics is every 4 years, and then you got the qualifiers and all those different things. But Serena Williams was just knocking; she was just knocking chicks off the course every week, every month, every year. She stayed consistent.
So
she got the most she got the most cups in the period, Wimbledon.
Well, I mean, Simone Biles got the most
medals
and records.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and mm-hmm. I mean, so. It's unprecedented, but, you know, it's bananas, right? It's bananas. You agree it's bananas?
I agree it's bananas.
Now, what else is bananas is these Major League Baseball contracts that's been given out.
Oh, my father.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Starting it off, ladies and gentlemen. Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, that's the
9 years.
That's the one.
$324 million.
That's asinine, bro.
You know how much FUBU that buys.
Listen, let me tell you how crazy this is, bro.
Jesus
Them starting
Christ.
Pitchers only got to pitch once a week.
That's $36 million base salary per year. So let me break this down to you.
You don't even got to pitch every day.
And from 2020 to 2028,
mm-hmm.
he will make $36
million. Million dollars.
Per year.
That's insane, man.
Yearly cash, 36 M's.
And guess what? It's all guaranteed. You could die. They're going to put it in your casket.
Do you know? He get this Jimmy Wax day by his wife. 36 mil?
You stupid.
Jesus Christ.
Bro, that's.
I will literally walk around my house butt stark naked.
Stark.
Whenever I felt like it, just. Come here.
Well, I do that anyway, and I don't make nearly.
No.
Yeah. Being just walking around.
I don't think they wanted to hear about
that. Yeah, it's
that.
All good. Hey,
but
it's all
I will
good.
Walk around the house.
And my starkness.
Literally.
With all my blessings.
And there's no way.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
The minute your wife will catch an attitude, bro. What?
I make 36 minutes.
Are you serious right now?
You stupid.
Are you serious right now?
You stupid.
36 Are you serious?
You stupid.
Did you see your bank account today? You're going to talk to me like that after you looked at your bank? Are you serious?
36 mil.
36.
He probably ain't even married, bro.
No, he's married.
He married?
Yeah, he was there with his wife. You know, he was clean shaving because, again, he had the big beard. And, and the Yankees thing is you got to be clean shaving.
Clean shaving coming in there. So CeCe Sabathia retiring?
I guess so, man.
Yeah, I know they was giving him
36 million. Another crazy, but you know, he's still not over Mike Trout.
That's crazy, bro.
37.666 mil.
Bro, we talked about Mike Trout like the first one or two episodes.
Yeah.
Back in May.
Another crazy contract that was given out, though. Steven Strasburg.
Yes. Where did he go?
$35 million. He remained
Washington?
With, yeah, he remained with Washington.
Okay.
So Strasburg. they got Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg.
Yeah. That's nuts.
Zach Greinke.
Yeah.
$35 million.
So who got the biggest contract of them all? Was it Mike Trout? Mike Trout still?
He has the biggest contract in baseball history.
But I think hitters should get the bigger contract, bigger than pitchers, because hitters are out there in the field and they bat. They got to maintain a on-base percentage. They got to maintain a slugging percentage. They got to maintain a batting average. They got to drive in 130, 40 guys a year.
Why is Miguel Cabrera still making $30
million? Bro, don't even get me started on that guy. Do not get me started on Miguel Cabrera, bro.
Is that who you want to smoke with, man?
You know what? I want to smoke with Miguel Cabrera,
smoke.
No, I ain't worried about him.
You ain't worried about him?
I'm not even going to give him the energy. I'm not going to give him the energy.
You don't want no smoke?
Nah, I'm good.
You know he gets liquored up, man. He likes to fight.
The fans, I'm sure the fans want to smoke with him.
Oh, man. I'm waiting for a beer bottle to be tossed from
$30 million, bro, and he always hurt.
That's a lot.
But you know what? That's what the Tigers get. That's what they get for being stupid.
Well, you know.
That's what they get, man.
Well, you know.
They deserve it.
So be it.
Yeah, them some crazy contracts, man. NFL players would never see the time of day, and they put their bodies through way more. Baseball is actually kind of a lazy sport if you think about it.
Yeah.
They do a lot of standing around. I mean, I know, you know, they like their tendons are put to the test all year long. They throw in 100 balls a game. They throw in from the outfield. I know they do a lot of sliding. You know, it's a lot that goes into it. You know, hand-eye coordination, you know, but it's really a stand-around sport.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They getting paid buku money.
Buku?
Speaking of numbers, shout-out to McCaffrey, man.
Oh, man.
1,000 yards receiving, 1,000 yards rushing.
That's absurd. Hey, he's a freak.
Yeah, bro.
He's a freak.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't see that coming.
I did. Remember, I told you. I called it.
I know he was the man in college, but little white dude in the NFL at running back, I'm like, he'll be straight. But this dude is a monster. Well, he's the best doing it.
See, the thing is with him, man, you know.
He's the best doing it. I gotta give him his love, man. He a beast.
Well, you know, it is what it is, man.
What you was about to say?
I was about to go into the fact that
he's only the third running back to ever do it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Roger Craig did it and Marshall Faulk did it. Everybody know Marshall Faulk for, you know, the Rams being the greatest show on turf around the 2000s, 99s. Roger Craig was a part of Steve Walsh or Bill Walsh's. I'm sorry, I said Steve Walsh. Bill Walsh's.
Steve Walsh?
Right.
The Bears' former bust.
Well, no, you know, Steve Walsh also is the guy from America. What is that, America's Most Wanted or something? Ain't his name Steve Walsh, too?
I don't know. I know who you're talking about, but
yeah,
I don't know.
But anyway, Bill Walsh's, what do you call it? What do you call the offense he used to run? West Coast something?
Bill Walsh with the West Coast offense. Yeah,
so Marshall Faulk was a part of that. I mean, Roger Craig was a part of that. So it was only three running backs to ever do it. So, I mean, that's amazing. It was some pretty big records being broken this year. Lamar Jackson.
Man, he's having a hell of a season, man.
And they finished 14-2, bro. They won 12 straight.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's dangerous. I would not want to play them.
Well, the thing is, though, people make adjustments in the playoffs. I want to see.
Yeah, it's going to take.
They take away, especially, this is why I told you, you can't discount or discredit New England. Who gives a damn where they at? They're there.
I understand.
And the thing is, Bill Belichick likes to take what you like to do, he'll take that away from you.
He is the best adjuster
and make you beat him another way.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? So we know Lamar, his lifeline is
the run-pass option.
The RPOs.
Right.
You know, the run-pass option.
But see, don't you think for one moment that the offensive coordinator, which is Greg, what's his name?
Greg Roman.
Roman. Mm-hmm. Don't you think for one moment Greg Roman will not be sitting up in that booth and he doesn't know that what Bill Belichick likes to do? He's going to probably go. He's probably not even going to go to his main guys. He's probably already figuring out a plan. Okay, we don't want to get Lamar jacked up too early. Let's go a different direction to start off with, and they'll kind of see what's up. You know what I'm saying? Don't you think for one moment that Harbaugh and them don't have a game plan to get these guys ready?
Well, if you look at it, though, right? Mm-hmm. Greg Roman, the same offense is what got him to the Super Bowl with Kaepernick.
Yes.
Right?
Shout out to Cap.
Shout out to Cap. And another thing about Cap, as I get sidetracked.
Okay.
Shoes sold out in less than 9 minutes. Worldwide.
Love it.
Colin Kaepernick.
Even though I don't like the shoes that much.
Those shoes sweet as hell. What you talking about?
I just think they could have put more into them. But
no, you don't wear Forces like that, man.
I don't.
You know what I'm saying? So
Forces ain't really dope like that. I think.
Then why are you commenting?
Well, no. Shout out to Cap. I'm glad they sold
ain't really
out.
Sweet like that, man. You don't even wear Forces like, well, Forces aren't dope.
I'm not saying they're not dope. I'm just saying they could have used a better shoe to do it.
What? What you wanted, an Air Max?
Why not?
Get out of here.
Air Max is, they've been
that
flying.
Shoe is sweet. All the way around, sweet. Its message is all around that shoe. It's dope.
Okay.
I dig it. I like it. The shoe sold out, not only in adult sizes, but in kid and baby sizes.
Love it.
You see what I'm saying?
That's beautiful, man.
That's a beautiful thing. Very beautiful thing.
I'm
so
with you.
I rocks with that.
I'm with you.
But, you know, aside from that, back to what we were saying. Mm-hmm. Greg Roman has taken that offense to the Super Bowl. Okay, he's brought it to the Super Bowl, but guess who knew how to shut it down? Guess who knew how to shut it down? The Baltimore Ravens.
You take
the Ravens defense.
Yep.
You take the Ravens defense. Whatever they were doing in that first half is the same offense. Whatever they're running in that first half, before the lights went out, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The Baltimore Ravens know how to stop that defense.
Mm-hmm.
If you think Bill Belichick don't know how to stop it,
mm-hmm.
you lost your mind. See, the thing is that the thing is about the NFL, mm-hmm. everything is regurgitated.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is regurgitated. There's nothing new. It's just a new wrinkle here, new wrinkle there.
I understand.
I told you before how to stop this RPO, okay? The ends have to be ends
mm-hmm.
on the defense. You have to crash down. Your outside linebacker has to fill, and your corner has to play from the outside in.
Right. But what I love about it is you can know it all day long,
You got to do it.
You got to stop it.
You got to stop it.
And that's what I love about Lamar Jackson, man. This kid is hungry. He's humble. All the accolades, individual accolades he's gotten, all this man wants to do is win the Super Bowl, bro. I love it, man. So
we'll see how it
the
pans
Super Bowl
out.
Is going through Baltimore. They 14-2. Everybody got to go there and see them. The Patriots better hope they make it, because with them not having a bye, they normally have it easy. They got to go on the road. Well, they at home against Tennessee, but after that, hey, they ain't at the crib after that, bro. They only at the crib for the first game.
Okay, well, hate to burst your bubble here, but mm-hmm. where did New England win the AFC Championship last year?
Was it in Kansas City?
Say that again?
It was in Kansas City.
One more time for the people in the back.
Kansas City.
Okay, so they don't want to go on the road. They don't give a damn where they go.
I think you're putting a little too much stock in the Patriots. I'm not overlooking them.
How can you put too much stock in a six-time world champ? How can you put too much stock in a six-time world champ?
I respect them.
How can you put too much stock in a – okay.
I'm just saying they better hope because this ain't your average year.
What did Ric Flair say? What did
he say?
To beat a man.
You got to beat the man?
You got to beat the man.
Okay.
Who's the man?
Woo! How you say it? Woo?
Oh, man, you terrible.
That was terrible.
You just F that all up.
Hey, let's get into the bootios, bro.
Woo!
You sound like a big choo-choo train.
What the hell is that? That ain't Ric Flair.
Yeah, I got
Ric Flair
ready.
Need to come and put you in the figure four for that terrible woo!
I wasn't ready.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
It's woo!
Woo! Was that better?
No, it's awful, man. You suck.
Let's get into our
this is our segment, ladies and gentlemen, where we usually give weekly bootios.
Yeah.
But today we're into the new year, new spirit.
We're finna
give yearly stank ass box of Q It Marco.
Yeah.
The booty. Oh.
Damn right.
Marco in the building.
Jumping right into it.
We got to start with the Detroit Tigers, man. They won 45 games and lost like 100 and what? They was 45 and 100 in Jesus Christ.
No.
Like, dude.
So,
think they had the losingest record of all time?
The Detroit Tigers.
They was horrible.
You know what? Mm-hmm. All Detroit sports teams.
Oh my God! You might as well just go ahead and give. You want to give them one box?
Let's just give all Detroit sports teams a big heaping box of Q and Marco.
The booty.
God,
do they at least get their own spoons?
No. You all eat from the same trough, you nasty bastards. Every single one of y'all.
Yeah, this is
And then they
wonder
why the crime in Detroit is so damn high. What do we got to be happy for?
Yeah.
You got the Lions. Cue it, Marco.
The booty. Oh.
You got the Tigers. Cue it, Marco.
The booty. Oh.
You got the damn Pistons. Cue it, Marco.
The booty. Oh.
And you got them stank-ass Red Wings.
Oh,
cue
God.
It, Marco.
The booty.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
So, just to correct myself, I just gave the Tigers
another win that they didn't have.
I gave them 7 more wins than they actually had.
Oh, my Lord.
Bro, do you know what the Tigers' record was?
Don't want to know.
I'm going to show you, bro.
Who the hell?
I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to show you.
Who the hell was buying tickets going to Comerica Park?
Look at their records. Say their record on the air.
47-114.
47 and Jesus Christ.
You got your ass kicked. 114. Who? Okay.
And it wasn't empty in there.
Who in their right living effing mind?
Baseball lovers with free tickets.
But no, they just wanted to get drunk. That's all that was.
There you go.
You were looking for ways to get out of work and go and get drunk. See, after losing 60 games at that point, Tigers games would have been at noon on a weekday.
Their home record was 22-59. You lost 60 games at the crib.
And how many games on the road? 100?
55. They went 20. They actually had a better road record. They were 25-55 on the road.
Yet they still allowed to make millions and millions of dollars. And
Miguel Cabrera amongst those with $30 million a year.
And just pay for his liver, Lord
Jesus.
Just
for your team to get baptized nightly.
For his liver to be drowned in alcohol day in and day out. Y'all going to kill Miguel Cabrera, I swear to God.
So you want to give the bootios to the worst team in each sport? Is that how you want to do it?
We can do it.
Let's do it like that.
We can do it with the top team.
So you already know who it is in the NFL.
Oh, my God. The Cincinnati Bengals. The nasty Cincy City Kitties. Cue it, Marco.
The booty. Oh.
You know what? Like you said, it's a new year, so we're feeling good, right? We're feeling good, right?
Hopefully Joe Burrow can change the fortunes of Cincinnati.
Okay.
My Lord.
So you're saying the Red Rocket is out of there?
Hell yeah, he out of there. Out of there like, I'm telling you.
He out of there like swimwear.
Man, what? and Joe Burrow is in there like booty hair. Trust and believe.
So how about this? We feeling good, right? You said we feeling good,
right? We feeling real good.
We feeling real good. We're going to give the booty-os to not only the Bengals, but that other stanky team in Ohio there. They finished 6-10. They were slated to be in the Super Bowl. Along with your Bears. We're not going to do your Bears like that because at least they finished 8-8.
No, they're getting a box, too.
They get a box?
They get a box for the year.
Well, I guess we're going to do three.
We'll lump all three of them nasty bastards along with the Lions. They already got theirs. The Lions already got theirs. They got theirs with the whole city. But the Cleveland Browns and the Chicago Bears, two of the teams with the most Super Bowl aspirations heading into this season, you get a box of Q it, Marco.
The booty. Oh.
And I swear for the love of me, if they trot that nasty ass Mitchell Trubisky out there next season, I'm getting arrested.
My goodness.
I am literally going to go to Soldier Field for Fan Appreciation Day or Fan Night, and I'm going to assault Mitch Trubisky, literally. If you can't sit him down, I will. Nancy Kerrigan, part 2. Lead pipe straight to the knee.
Why? Why?
You are a bum.
Bum.
All right. He deserves a bum bump.
You want to get to the NHL?
Yeah, let's get into the NHL.
You know who the worst team in NHL is, right?
Who?
The Red Wings, bro.
Oh, my God.
They're 9-28-3.
man, damn. Yeah, they ain't gonna have a whole. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Cue it, Marco.
The booty. Oh.
9 wins, yeah. 28 losses. But shout out to our guy Eisenman. At least he's back. You know, he.
Hell, he need to stay back.
He gonna turn something around. Eventually.
What are you gonna turn around? Their good fortune?
I don't know, man.
My Lord. Man, what happened to the glory years of the Red Wings, man? What happened to Hockey Town?
Yeah, 25 years straight in the playoffs. How many Stanley trophies they
three,
got?
Three, right? Michael? Three Stanley Cups.
No, they got like six or eight nine.
No, hell no. Not in the 90s.
No, I'm just talking about all time.
Well, they're part of the original, they're part of the original six.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they got
so you
want
to just go 90s?
I mean, in the 90s, they got three,
Yeah. Which is, that's beautiful.
They got three in the 90s, and I think they won in the early 2000s, if I must, two?
They got two in the 90s? Okay, two in the 90s.
And one. Two in the 2000s.
Two in the 2000s. So they got three in the 90s, two in the 2000s.
Yeah.
They got five in the last two decades. That's pretty good.
Well, hell, you think about it, they won the late, 96. They started winning in 96, 97. So 97 all the way up to about 2002,
those
man, it was
good times.
It was owned by the Red Wings.
Yeah.
Now, ooh, it's nasty.
And you want to go to the NBA, Bootios?
Yeah. Oh, man, please.
You want to go to, you want to give it to your boys or you want to give it to the Hawks?
No, man, Hawks.
They both suck.
Yeah, Hawks.
The Hawks and the,
oh, my God.
The Warriors are garbage.
But see, the Warriors have an excuse.
They got an excuse.
They're injured.
So we just going to let them off the hook?
All they players are out. So we ain't even going to include them because we know what it's like when they come back. Right now, they're developing players.
You know what? I'm going to give a box of bootios to Sam Mitchell. Sam Mitchell projected the Atlanta Hawks to be a 6th seed this year.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about 6? How about 6 and 27?
From
how about 6 that?
From 6 seed to 6 and 27. Cue it, Marco.
The booty! Oh!
And I'll have you cue this later, Marco.
Straight.
Take that for data.
Straight
with coach what's
cheeks.
His name?
Take that for data.
Yeah.
Straight cheekage.
Oh my God. What's wrong with these teams, man?
They
well,
don't give a damn.
John Collins got suspended too for like 25 games.
I don't give a damn.
Yeah, but that would have been about 4 or 5 wins right there for
Cam
him.
Reddish is straight up. Cue it, Marco.
The booty. Oh.
Oh my goodness.
He is pure buns.
All right, so we got that off the
way. Straight up and down.
The Pistons they got thrown in there already. They're 12-21. I'm so tired of the Pistons, bro. I'm so tired of the Pistons.
Oh, man, you ain't got to be tired of them, man. Derrick Rose is trying.
Yeah, that's the only bright spot because Blake Griffin is broken down. Let's get into a couple moves just real quick, man. Your boy Terrell T. Sizzle Suggs got released by his hometown Cardinals.
Of course.
I wanted him to go back to the Ravens just because, that would have been like a dope Hollywood story. But he got picked up by the Kansas City Chiefs. So he still got picked up by a pretty good contender. Your boy Jack Rabbit got released from the Giants after he got into it with somebody. I don't know.
Janoris Jenkins, man. Don't call him. We don't know him as Jack Rabbit. We just know him as Janoris Jenkins.
Well, that's his football nickname.
Well, hey.
Okay, Jackrabbit.
Why you want to be called a Jackrabbit? Are you quick? You in fast? What is it?
Man, that's his name. That's what they call him.
That's whack.
All right.
I'm like, stop calling me that.
He don't want care. Well, I think he wanted to be called that.
He look like, what's that thing from Star Wars? Jar Jar Binks.
But say which one?
That's who Janoris Jenkins looked like. He looks like Jar Jar Binks, the thing that looked like with the these purple with the dreads.
Yeah.
And the duck. It looked like a duck bill with human lips at the end. That's exactly what Janoris Jenkins looked like.
He said that thing from Star Wars. I'm like, it's a bunch of things from Star Wars.
Jar Jar Binks.
Lisa called Jar Jar Binks.
But I'm loving this little baby Yoda, though, man.
Oh, man, that baby Yoda been everywhere. With the tea. He been everywhere with the tea,
man. Holding that tea. I just posted one on our Big and Bright page. It was like the Cincinnati Bengals fans when Joe Burrow threw 7 touchdowns in the first half.
Yeah.
Them Bengals fans were standing there like the baby Yoda.
Yeah, standing there with
let's go.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Yeah, and then lastly, your boy, man, your kid. That we was talking about James Wiseman.
Yeah.
The kid from Memphis, he's leaving school early, and he's going to enter the draft. He's going to hire an agent. So he'll be in the 2020 draft.
Well, I guess he figured if I'm not going to be eligible, then might as well. I'm not gonna.
So they're not letting him play at all.
Well, or? he had a chance to come back mm-hmm. in like after January or whatever, but mm-hmm. he just said to hell with it. I'm going into the NBA. So.
So that was gonna make him wait till the new year.
Yeah, but okay. He just figured like I'm not gonna wait. So whatever.
All right.
But you know, do your thing, young man. You know,
couple of
get that money.
Yeah, for sure. A couple of moves of note with coaches. You know, Black Monday.
Ron Rivera, Chico, got hired by the Washington Redskins. He's right. Not only gonna have head coaching control, but also he's gonna be the general manager as well.
Really?
In DC, that's huge.
Is that why they let go Dennis Allen? Nice. I didn't know that. I just knew about the head coaching part.
Yeah.
Because actually, as of what I watched or looked at this afternoon, they were saying that he's meeting with them. And of course, barring any snags in the interview, he's going to definitely take the head coaching job. I didn't know he was going to have any kind of presidential or general manager duties. That's what's up. That's always a positive.
Yeah.
Freddie Kitchens fired after one season as head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Who do you think is going to fill that void there in Cleveland?
You know, I was looking.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I keep hearing that my man from Baylor is going to take that job.
I heard that. And I also heard that this afternoon I was watching NFL Network, and this guy was talking about how it's a lot of personalities to manage in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, Jim Caldwell would be perfect for that because, you know, he's a guy that commands the locker room. Has respect by all his peers and coaches and players.
At the end of the
like
day,
that.
This falls on the shoulders of Baker Mayfield. You can't be a one read quarterback. You just got your coach fired,
bro. He is terrible, bro. And I was rooting for him this year.
Baker Mayfield is straight up
cue
and
it.
Down.
Yeah,
cue it, Marco.
You gotta cue that.
The booty. Oh,
yeah. He's all the booty.
Straight up Bonds.
And then another firing was Pat Shurmur from the.
Well, that was expected.
Not, okay, so peep this, right? This is what I hate about the Lions. Pat Shurmur went 9-23, 2 years with the Giants. They fired him.
Mm-hmm.
They should have fired Dave Gettleman, truth be told, but they didn't let him go. Whatever. The only reason why Matt Patricia didn't get fired is because his buddy brought him here.
Well, look.
His record is 9.
Well, they're going to get fired together, so it don't matter.
Right.
They just bought a year.
Bob Quinn said 9-7 isn't good enough. Jim Caldwell goes 11-5 and 9-7 twice. You fire this guy. 3 years of winning. He only had one losing season, and that was 7-9. He got 9 wins back-to-back seasons. Your coach only got 9 wins in 2 seasons.
Hey.
So, I'm over the Lions.
Anyhow.
Well, I'm kind of not over the Lions. I'm kind of like that bitter ex. Like I'm done with him, but I'm still pissed.
I'm going to tell you like this. The Bears,
I invested
Lions,
too many years in him.
The Bears and Lions can help each other immensely, but you know, if the Bears could get on the phone, get a hold of the Lions, say, "Hey, what do you want from Matthew Stafford?" Because we're in win now mode, and mm-hmm. you're in rebuild mode.
Yeah,
with your number 3 pick, you can go and get Tua Tagovailoa. He'll still sell tickets. He's the franchise QB.
Yeah,
whatever, whatnot. You're only going to get four more good years out of Stafford anyway. Before he, come on, man, he's getting old.
But okay, so I understand what you're saying. But you know what I think if the Lions were smart, they would draft Tua or a quarterback, but they should let him sit for a year, just like Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson did.
He's gonna have to sit anyway.
Yeah.
But regardless
of
the fact,
yes,
you can trade him because you still have David Blau. You still these cats are good, serviceable quarterbacks.
Yeah, backups.
It don't matter. What the hell are you winning this season?
But see, that's not their mindset. Their mindset is we have to win now.
You can listen.
Because they want to save their jobs.
You tell the fans that to sell tickets. We understand.
They want to save their jobs.
Well, it's not gonna be saved. Okay?
I agree.
You asked out on that. So the thing is, you go there and you tell old Firestone Martha,
yeah,
look, this is going to take time because I have to rebuild this squad.
You know what? The Lions are dumb enough to probably do something like that.
Man, I'm telling you, if Chicago got a hold of Matthew Stafford at quarterback, that's the only piece that's keeping them from a Super Bowl is a quarterback. The defense is superb.
So is he the only guy that you want? Y'all got, there's other quarterbacks out there y'all can get.
Who?
I mean, it's not like Stafford is a free agent. So if you're going to make a trade, you can call anybody. You got teams that got 2 quarterbacks.
Who?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Don't nobody want
baby arm Teddy Bridgewater, bro. Don't nobody want to catch his little flutter balls.
Now, see, you can't talk for the Bears organization, though.
Don't nobody want him, bro. I'm telling you. It's a reason why Teddy's a backup.
Teddy Bridgewater won 5 games. He went 5-0 when Breeze went down.
What the hell does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Not a damn thing.
So you don't want Fitzmagic?
No.
Okay.
These cats is backups Case for Keenum? A reason. Hell no.
You was about ready to have Baby Yoda out there. Anybody but Mitchell Trubisky midway through the season.
Not them.
Now all of a sudden.
The reason why I say no to Bridgewater is because he's going to demand a contract that ain't going that doesn't live up to his ability. He's not that good, man.
I don't know, bro.
He's not. Okay.
Y'all don't want Taysom Hill. He only works in that system.
Look, Sean Payton is a hell of a coach. I'm not crazy. I know what they're doing. It's a system. They played off of it. They also had a good running game. They also had a good offensive line, okay?
Yeah.
They didn't ask Teddy to throw the ball that much in that damn offense.
Well, they got a good running game.
Okay, boom.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But the only way the Bears would be saved is if Alex Smith somehow grows a leg. You know, but I don't think that's going to happen, bro. A compound fracture, he's limping still to this day.
I think y'all can win with a rookie quarterback.
But we got to draft one. And do you trust Ryan Pace to y'all draft one?
Y'all could draft Jalen Hurts. Y'all could draft Jalen Hurts in the second round, bro.
Man, we'll see. But
that's the second
going
round
into
pick.
Being pissed off in our We Want the Smoke segment.
Yeah.
Who you have the smoke with?
Because we want the smoke.
Huh?
We want the smoke.
Talk to
him. We want the smoke.
Uh-huh.
We want the smoke. We want the smoke.
Let him know.
Is it the Lions?
I'm done with the Lions, so I don't have no smoke with them. What about you? Go ahead, bro. I'll let you go
first. My smoke is with Ryan Pace and head coach Matt Nagy.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can trot this crap of a quarterback that, you know, the situation that we in. There's no way you can trot that out there next year and expect to be anything other than 8-8 again, because that's what we're going to be.
Yeah, I think Mitchell Trubisky lost his confidence this year.
I don't give a damn what he lost. He lost everything. Lost fan base, playing ability, all of that one season.
He lost his confidence.
You stink, Mitch.
And he had them 12-4. Well, he didn't have them 12-4.
But he's a serviceable backup. We'll keep him as a backup.
Bro, what happened to Brock Osweiler? Is he still in the league?
No.
That's what your boy going to be next year. He going to be Brock Osweiler.
Well. No smoke for Big.
I got smoke, but it ain't with the Lions. It's with the Lions fans.
What's your smoke?
Because we want the smoke.
Huh?
We want the smoke.
Talk to
him. We want the smoke.
Uh-huh.
We want the smoke. We want the smoke.
Let him know.
My smoke is this, bro. And this ain't to you, Marco. But this is like to every Lions fan that has a gripe with people who don't want to be Lions fans anymore. 60 years, bro. Come on. One playoff win. Come on. Like, and then, you know what? I do got a gripe with Martha Ford. You want to know what this old hag said? Do you want to know what this old dusty hag? Nah, I ain't gonna say it.
What she said?
Well, I already said it now. Well, she might as well be a old dusty hag. Nah, I already said it.
Crusty old fish?
She had the nerve, bro, to say, be patient. Well, she didn't say it, but it was in the letter. But I just, you know, I interpreted her little voice when I read the letter. Be patient? Really? What are we being patient for?
You've been patient since 57.
That's what I'm saying.
50s, God damn. Well.
Be patient? That's the last thing that, and this is why I can't support a loser organization like this. You have the nerve to say be patient. Do you know what you're saying? What are you talking about? We've been patient for a long – I'm 36 years old. I'll be 37 Saturday. I'll be 37 years old. And I can only imagine if I was 47 or 57 or 67. I'm 37 and I'm done. I'm over them. Like, I'm never going back to – the only way I go back to the Lions is if she dies or they move or sell. That's it. There are no other alternatives.
Well, you better get your –
I can't do it.
You better get your cyanide ready.
They've ruined many Sundays for me, bro.
Yeah.
They really have.
I know. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully we made your day a little bit.
A little bit bigger.
And a little bit brighter.
Yes, sir.
And make sure you follow us on Instagram, Facebook
and
Twitter.
At The Big and Bright Show. You can send your comments, guys, and questions and concerns in any time. We don't have to post something for you to send them in. If you guys want to talk about something, if you want to hear, you know, you be shouted out. If you guys, you know, want any of that. If y'all want some smoke with some people, just send us a message, send us a comment, whatever, a tweet, and we'll shout you out on the show.
On the ending note, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you start the new year off. Make sure you bring it in, you know, with everything you want to do. Your dreams is out there. Just go ahead and grasp them. Do
go ahead, Dr.
you.
Phil. Go
do
ahead.
You at yeah. the end of the day.
Do you.
And while Big probably will spend the rest of the year giving me my 100 push-ups, we'll go ahead and just reflect back on what year, you know, it's the start of the Big and Bright Show, man. We're going into year number 2.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. We started May 21st.
Big things
2019,
for us, man. Big
25
things.
Episodes, now 26.
We're also going to have merchandise out here, ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen. We're
no
going to
no.
have Scullies. We're going to have
T-shirts.
Hoodies.
Varsity
coats.
Jackets, yeah.
We're going to have everything, man. So make sure y'all support your boys, the
Please
Big and
do.
Bright Show. With that said, go ahead and lead us out, Deuce.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.